Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my company for this week. Hello, Mom. Great to see you.
Hi, Emily. I haven't been here in a couple of weeks.
I know. You have been, you know, bopping around. I feel like we have a lot to catch up on. We had Terry 2 weeks ago, my dad. Mm-hmm. Also, I just want to clarify, because I always get this comment. I do call my parents Mom and Dad. I get this all the time.
Yes.
I, of course, call them Mom and Dad, but, mm-hmm. you know. Further, I'm going to refer to them as their God-given name sometimes, because this is kind of like a work setting. So
it is funny. You do get a lot of comments about that.
I do. I just got a couple like recently. So of course they call them Mom and Dad. So Dad, but not your dad, my dad. So that's right. Why I say Terry was on a couple weeks ago. We had Elizabeth when she was home, and now we're back to you. How are you? Good to see you.
First of all, I feel like I haven't been here in forever. I'm so excited to be back here.
You're looking, you know, spring ready in your green.
Thank you. My birthday's tomorrow.
It's your birthday week. It's your birthday month.
Yes.
Our Pisces is. Queen. Mm-hmm. And you just came off the heels of a very fabulous weekend.
I'm in that re-entry phase right now.
Of course.
I mean, I'm always so happy to be home after I'm away. But this afternoon, I was kind of, I don't know, last Monday at this time, I like the excitement of knowing that a trip is coming. Like, I'm not a surprise trip person because I like the journey.
Like the journey. Tell everyone where you were, what you did.
Well, Terry and I, your dad, we went to New York City for the weekend. And we went Thursday and came back Sunday. And I have to say that third night really does it for me. I love it.
Yes. And you went, you know, to celebrate your 55. I don't know if you want me to disclose that information.
It's wonderful. Double digits. 5'5".
You're 55. So it was like the perfect. It lined up great because your birthday's tomorrow and we're doing things tomorrow as well. But I love that, you know, you and Dad were just bopping around the city together.
We had such a good time. And when I made the reservation, there was an opportunity. I don't know if it was when I was on Open Table or something. I don't know. But the hotel kept knowing that it was my birthday, but there was one host at the, you know, we were coming to eat breakfast, and he was like, I thought your birthday was yesterday. I said, I'm so sorry. It's not till Tuesday. I don't know what information you have, but I'm kind of celebrating all weekend.
Like, have you ever heard of a birthday weekend, sir?
Yeah, he was getting, and he'd been there the night before. So I think he was a little bit like, okay, all right, I'm thinking I didn't need the muffin at breakfast that you put a candle in. It was really nice, but you don't have to do it again.
That's
if it's
so
a
funny.
Problem.
Yeah, if it's going to be that big of an issue.
But it was kind of nice. I've never actually done that before. When I've made different reservations, what are you celebrating? I'm like, you know what? I'm celebrating my birthday. I usually don't mention it.
Oh, you don't, which I never understand. Yeah.
No. In fact, we stayed at the Carlisle, which that could be my favorite hotel in New York City. We stayed at a bunch of different ones, but I was going to do something different, but I just knew tried and true. Mm-hmm. That's where I wanted to be. And we were in Bellman's Bar one of the nights, and they always have live music. And they said, well, we have a birthday here. And I get a pit in my stomach.
I didn't hear this.
I start to sweat a little bit because I thought, Dad would know, Terry would know, not
Terry,
that I don't love that. There was a woman behind me. I didn't tell you this. Her name was Anne. She was there with her two daughters, and it's her birthday this week.
Stop.
And they started playing, and the girls behind were like clapping and screaming for their moms, thankfully.
Yeah.
So then afterwards, when everyone had settled down and the music had returned to normal, I did turn around and I said, my name's Anne and I'm also having my birthday. Yeah. And then she's like, are you with an E or no E? And I'm like, no E. And she's like, that's okay.
Oh,
yeah. People with E's always say that to me.
It's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
That's
I'm
okay.
Like, here it comes.
Here it comes. That's actually so funny. I didn't hear that story. But
was really
it must
cute.
Have been her actual birthday.
No, hers no. was also, no. we weren't the same day. Hers was like mine's the 11th, hers like the 12th or 13th. She was darling. She was there with her two daughters. And I was relieved they weren't singing to me.
Yeah, and it is such a festive place, the Bellman's Bar. And you saw some famous people this weekend.
Yes, we went there. We went to see a show. And we had low expectations on the show. And I love musicals. And we went to see Death Becomes Her.
Mm.
It was so good. It was
really
fun from start to finish. And I will say I like lighthearted. I usually like classic musicals.
Yes.
Or I kind of like if there's a star in it. And there's so many qualifications. We had amazing seats.
Mm.
One of the singers, one of the main characters was a singer from Destiny's Child, Michelle Williams. Do you know her?
Yes, I've heard of her before.
Yeah, she was fantastic. And then another main character was the original Glinda in Wicked.
Oh, but she wasn't
phenomenal.
Like she was the original Glinda, but she wasn't, what's that woman's name? The blonde, you know, who played Wicked on Broadway forever.
Yeah, no, I think that's her.
Kristen
Hilty, Megan Chenoweth. Oh, she played the blonde? Glinda?
Yeah. You know what? No. But she might not have been one of the originals. She could have been like
so a... don't quote me. She was in Wicked. She was a blonde. I've seen her before. I thought her name was Megan Hilty. I thought she was the... Oh, you're right.
But
you're right.
But maybe this girl was the original and then Kristen Chenoweth was after her. But you know what? There were some important people.
It was so good. It was funny. It was entertaining. I love that you can get a glass of wine and watch the show. It was great.
And then talk about how afterwards.
Oh my gosh, that's why we started this. Yeah. So then afterwards, we came back to the hotel and we went into Bellman's Bar to have a drink. And we're sitting there, we're listening to the music, taking it all in. I love that place. And in walks three kind of youngish men with Sutton Strack. And Sutton is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And
yes.
If you, our podcast listeners know that we watch that.
Yes.
So I think that my eyes got kind of big and Dad and I both looked at each other. And Dad watches it too, so he also knew. So if you had listened a couple of weeks ago, I was definitely kind of scarred by Katie Holmes's reaction when we went to say hello to her at Fashion Week. So Dad says, go over and say hi. Absolutely not. I thought, I'm not going over there because she's...
No, who knows?
She was kind of ensconced in the corner. I'm not going to bother her.
Well, it's dark in there too, right?
So dark. I mean, it would have been a lot to get over to her. And she was in the corner and she was protected by these three guests that she was with, right, her friends or whatever. Right. So I am going to tell you that, and Dad admits it, he kept staring over at them, and I kept saying, you maybe don't, but maybe he don't just look. Was kind of like watching because he of course. Doesn't like a star.
Right.
Well, one of the men got up to go to the restroom and stopped at our table and said, you should go over and say hi.
So he clearly was looking over at their table.
Yeah. So I look like the clown that had been staring, but I really wasn't staring I had learned my lesson with Katie and I was not going to say hi. And I looked at him, I said, really? He said, no, she would love it. So I got up, I'm like, okay. So I go over like, and there's
round two, getting shot down. Go. Here we go in New York City.
She patted the seat. I sat down right next to her. She was having a down day and I boosted her spirits.
Didn't you talk to her for like 10 minutes?
10 or 15 minutes. And then the gentleman who had gone to the restroom, on his way back, he stopped and talked to Dad.
Oh, fun.
Which was kind of fun. Turns out, one of the gentlemen at the table went to Ohio University and grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
Always comes back to Cleveland and Ohio.
Always comes back to Ohio.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And his aunt and uncle live in like kind of somewhere near us. There were a lot of similarities. He has relatives near our lake house. That was really fun. So I had, and then they bought us a drink when I went to sit back down.
That was so nice.
Yeah, and we were waving like old friends.
Stop. And you were taking pictures with...
She had,
or you took a picture with her and you sent to us.
She said, would you like to get a picture? It was almost going the reverse way, which was kind of funny.
Yes.
I was trying to be really calm about everything. Yep. And one of her people at the table took a picture and airdropped it to Dad or sent it to him. I don't know. It was really fun.
That's so funny. Yeah. That was on Thursday night. We were getting text messages from you guys. And then we're getting pictures and we're like, what is going on?
So Elizabeth was still up. It must have been, I think.
I was still awake too.
You were awake too. And we stayed there till like 1 o'clock till the bar closed. So rebellious of us.
Ann and Terry in the city, everybody.
It was so fun. By the way, if you go to Bellman's Bar, I think we've talked about this before. My favorite is the Jackie O. However, I tried Dad Got a Manhattan. Mm. There's a special name for it on their menu. Delicious.
Good. Good.
And then the next night, I tried the Dorothy Draper.
Oh, you went off script.
I did. And
how is that?
It was really good. I like the Jackie O because it's pink.
Right.
But the Dorothy Draper was like, honestly, it was like drinking a beautiful flower.
Love. That's actually probably smart to try another drink. So you have, you know, kind of two on the menu that you like.
Our friend, now I have three.
Now you have three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you saw Sutton on Thursday, really kicked off the trip.
Yeah.
What'd you do on Friday?
It was so fun. And I did have fun talking to her because we talked about our children and we had a good time. Then,
and she was nice.
Oh, she was so nice.
Good.
Let me back up a second, though, if anyone wants to really hear the whole itinerary. We went to tea at the Lowell.
Earlier that day.
Yes. And I have a friend named Anne. She has an E. She lives in Boston. And she always has the best recommendations. So I tuck things away that she has done.
Yes.
In fact, hopefully she listens. If not, I need to text her. And you and I had stayed at the Lowell a year or two ago at Fashion Week when our flight got canceled. We
Correct.
Went and stayed there for a night and it's charming. So I made reservations for tea and they're doing a collaboration with Dior And it's in one of their little rooms, which had like an outdoor garden area. And there was like a little clementine tree right behind Dad. And we had tea.
Your pictures, I was going through your camera roll today because I was like, let me just see. Because I told you before you left, like, take pictures.
I did.
So I was like scrolling through your pictures. I'm like, wow, we just had a very different weekend. It looked lovely.
It was lovely.
Did Dad like the Lowell?
Oh, he loved it.
That's good. And yeah. How was the tea?
The tea was scrumptious. It was, you know, and you could pick from a couple. We just did the basic tea. It was so good. And you use Dior china.
I mean,
that's green and
what
white.
What more could you want?
No, it was so pretty. In fact, Dad's fingers got sticky from the marmalade and whatever.
Of course they did.
And the guy noticed that his hands were kind of sticky, and he came over with a silver tray, which had a beautiful box of wet wipes on it. Yeah. I was like, this is magnificent.
That is so funny.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my gosh. Wow, what service.
It was really good. The scones were good. It was, I love tea sandwiches.
Who doesn't love a tea sandwich?
I don't know.
I love tea food. So that sounds just divine.
It was really good. And then we walked around a little bit, and then we went to the show, and then we went to Bellman's Bar. And then on Friday, I had bought tickets ahead of time, and I went to the Morgan Library.
Yes, with
Dad. So JP Morgan Library. Yes, with Dad. Beautiful.
Yeah, you've never been there. I've never been there. We obviously have never been there.
No, but I didn't tell you this, but we got out of the Uber and Dad's like, oh, it's right there. And there was all these flags that in front of this building. And I'm like, this is a really weird door. So I opened the door and I am greeted. I'm like almost ran into this man, an older man right in front of me. And on this plexiglass, it was like there was still stuff up from COVID. Was all this foreign language. We were in the Polish consulate.
I see.
And there was a big sign that said, get your passport out. And I look at Dad, no one was speaking English. I'm like, okay, this is not where we're supposed to be.
Was it right near the Morgan Library?
We were supposed to go left.
Yeah, wonderful.
Wasn't his fault, but then we were laughing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so funny.
In fact, when we were walking into it, I made a mental note and I'm like, God, that building across the street is absolutely gorgeous. I need to figure out what that is when we come out. That's the building we were supposed to be in. It was right across the street.
Okay, so you were luckily in the vicinity.
Yes, yes. So that was fun. It's just gorgeous.
Good.
And then I think I was telling you, Terry, I don't remember if he mentioned this on his podcast. He's really into Grok.
Yeah.
Well, Grok was with us at JP Morgan's library.
Of course.
And he came in handy. I don't know if Grok is a man or a woman, but should we make him a man?
I don't know. Grok? It's artificial intelligence, just to clarify, if you guys didn't listen to my dad's podcast. It's like ChatGPT.
But Grok sounds male to
I don't
me.
Know why he's using Grok as opposed to...
I don't know.
Like, I don't know why he likes it better, but it seems to be his new fixation.
Yes. So he, while we're in the main library, which is just gorgeous, it's like three levels of books and there's this whole series of ladders. He asks Grok, I think he typed it in, is there something special in this room that I should know about?
Helpful.
Grok told us that in the northwest corner... is you can look through and there's a spiral staircase in the behind it. So we then went over to the corner and we didn't know what we were looking for. And then a class was in there and they were looking through. So it's kind of cool. In the northwest corner, there's like, you can see a hinge. And if you look through, there's a spiral staircase.
That's so cool.
And that's how his personal librarian and everyone access these different levels of books.
Huh. So it was pretty? You liked it?
It was spectacular.
Wow.
And then if anyone's ever read the book, I'm really talking a lot, Emily.
I'm kind of tired today, so I'm glad that you're taking over.
And I have read the book, The Personal Librarian. I think it's by Fiona Davis. And it's just it's historical fiction about J.P. Morgan's personal librarian. So there was a great exhibit all about her.
Oh.
Yes. So it was definitely worth a visit. And it's not a huge, long commitment.
That's nice. How far was it from the Carlisle?
Just a quick Uber ride.
Like, is it still on the Upper East Side?
No.
It's not.
But it was maybe a 10-minute Uber ride.
Oh, that's
12
good.
Minutes.
That's good. Yeah. I wasn't sure where we were, like, you know, location-wise.
Yes. I can't remember the street, but I can picture it right now, right by the Polish consulate or whatever
right.
that
yeah.
is.
Yeah, you know, people have Google, so I'm
right
sure
there.
They can find
it's
it.
It's all right there. So it was definitely worth it. They had a lovely gift shop. You could eat lunch there. People were having tea, afternoon tea.
Okay, Morgan Library.
Yes.
And this was on a Friday that you were there?
Yes.
That's so funny.
And then we were out in the rotunda, which is very beautiful, all marble. And Terry asked Grock if there was something out in the rotunda, and the response was all these directions, and on the ground are his initials somewhere in this marble. Fun fact, we could not find it. And it was kind of supposed to be a flex, apparently, because you come in and everyone looks up because it's a gorgeous ceiling, but he wanted something, you know, make his mark on the ground. Well, then we asked two different docents and then another docent who we really got attached to. And she's like, well, this is amazing. And then he's trying to explain what Grock is, and we never found it. And then she's telling me, which she was so sweet, she's like, you could email the head curator and she might know where it is.
Ah.
We never found it.
Why didn't he just, like, were there, like, plaques, like, telling things about it?
This is an unknown. He asked Grock, like, what's an unknown fact? Nobody knows that this is there except Grock. So,
gotcha.
You know what? I might follow through with the head curator and find out if she knows this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
So it felt like we were, you know, geocaching or something.
Well, I was going to say, it seemed like a little bit of a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. I really wanted letterboxing.
It. It's giving letterboxing, yeah. But in the library.
Yeah.
So then you went to the New York Public Library.
Yes. We stopped and we had lunch at Serafina. It's actually a great little outing for the day if you want it. Start at J.P. Morgan. Pop your head in at the consulate across the street.
Yep.
And then go to Serafina for a bite to eat. And then we went to the New York Public Library, walked around, asked Grock top 10 things to see there. They had a great exhibit on The New Yorker, which is a great magazine that's been around forever. So we did that. And then to continue our book tour, we went to The Strand. And I have never been to The Strand before. I'm sure the whole world has, but it's an old, old bookstore that's been there, still family owned. And I guess it's got 18 miles of books. I'm not sure who measured that. What? But
that's crazy.
It was crazy. It was crowded, but a good crowded. It was really fun. They have rare books. You can sell books there. It was cool.
What a book day that you guys had.
Yes.
Yeah. How fun. And then on Friday, what did you guys do Friday evening?
Then we were kind of tired. We just ate at the hotel. I had a reservation somewhere else. And honestly,
you love a hotel restaurant.
I love a hotel restaurant. Yes. I mean, I know that it's fun to try other things, but that was just my mood. So we stayed there. Then we went. No, we started with a drink in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I tried the Dorothy Draper. And then we came in and had dinner in Dowling's, which is the hotel's restaurant.
Lovely. Lovely.
One of the nice things is if you stay at the Carlisle, they get you into Bellman's Bar.
Yes.
If you're not staying there, it can be upwards of an hour wait.
Oh, upwards of an hour wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is a fun place.
Yes. And then Saturday, what did we do?
You went to Greenwich.
Oh, my gosh. On Saturday, we went to Greenwich. We rented a car. And you know what? It was just nice to go to Connecticut.
it's just good to get out of the city.
It was fun. We were going to take the train and we decided not to. And we had a really fun time. It was about an hour drive, as most people know, and those that live in Connecticut. And we went to the Penny Lynn. We were on a field trip.
Yes.
My mom had seen on the Today Show, there was a little story about Penny Lynn Designs. And you have followed.
I have followed Krista for years. Krista Robertson has started Penny Lynn, I think, during COVID.
2020.
And I followed her for years because she's just been like a blogger and an influencer since like middle school. I followed her. Mm-hmm. And so then, yeah, Grammy saw that she was opening her first flagship store in Connecticut. And then it lined up with your guys' trip. And, you know, you love needlepointing. Yeah. And so, yeah, you went to the store.
We had so much fun.
Yes.
Krista is about to deliver pretty soon.
Yes.
So she was not there. But the place was nicely crowded. People of all ages. It's a beautiful store.
Yes.
She's just done an amazing job. Her merchandising, her canvases, the displays she did. I mean, I think Dad was walking around looking at everything. I think he wanted to needlepoint by the time he left.
Yeah. So you got some projects.
I did. I already have a lot of projects, but I did. I think I got three or four little projects.
Well, you were showing me. It came in a beautiful bag. I mean, her packaging and her attention to detail. And you got a couple little free things that she included for people.
Yeah.
It was just, it's so well done. So go Krista.
And yeah, she should be really proud of herself. It's a beautiful store and it's such a great little hobby that people have.
Yes. And you got some new projects. And mm-hmm. then did you bop around Greenwich a little bit?
I am going to interject here. It did make me realize, and I was telling Dad this, and we've said this too. It's a little plug for our needlepoint kit. That champagne needlepoint kit is amazing.
Oh, totally. It's amazing.
So if you're thinking that you want to do it, the price point is incredible. Like I was looking at some of the beginner kits and our little kit has everything you need to do it. And then you can just pop it in a frame and it's done.
Yes.
It's really cute.
Love that little shout out.
Yeah, I thought I had to throw that in. And also like a champagne needlepoint, you could give it to somebody with a bottle of champagne.
Yes.
Like some coasters. It's just really cute.
It's really cute.
So we did that and we drove around Rowayton. There's not too much there. And then on the way back, we stopped in Greenwich, which is just beautiful. We hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the shopping is magnificent. We just sort of strolled around. It's a beautiful sunny day. We had lunch at a great spot right on their main street. We had so much fun.
That's so sweet.
It was sweet.
Aw. Yeah. You guys are the cutest.
Yeah. And then we came back and we were also kind of tired. So
that's a big day. Plus the driving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it was really fun. We ate again in the hotel.
Tell who else you saw at the hotel.
Oh my gosh. So after dinner, we're riding up in the elevator and they are small old elevators and there are three women that get on before us. And then I get on, then Dad gets on. I'm standing right next to this woman. In my head, I think, my gosh, that looks just like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm right next to her. And Dad kind of looks at me. And so I know that he is confirming.
Right. We're talking with our eyes.
Yes. So I say to her as the door is opening, because we have a friend who's been a friend of ours for years. She's married to a high school, grade school and high school friend of Dad's. I said, do you know Luang Ong? And Luang Ong is a famous author. She's written 3 or 4 books and she's a good friend of ours. And I said, do you know Luang Ong? Because Luang helped her. They made a movie her book and she is friends with Angelina.
They're very close.
Very close. Because Luang is from Cambodia and Angelina Jolie's oldest son is also from Cambodia.
Didn't she produce and make First They Came, like, yes, father?
She did.
Her. Okay, so that's the movie that Angelina and Luang worked on together, and Luang's book was
same title.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So Angelina lights up, and then as she's walking past me and then walks past Dad says, oh my gosh, says her husband's name. He's a good friend of mine. Next time you're in Cleveland, we'll have to have a beer.
Okay, bold Terry.
Yes, because our friend owns a brewery in Cleveland, which she would know. Lights up and says, absolutely.
Okay, so, well, you were 2 out of 2.
I know.
And Angelina Jolie really redeemed the...
She did.
That's great to hear that she's lovely.
I really had Luang's back. You know, she could back me up.
Not you name dropping in New York. Right. But, I mean, right. You do, like, you are very close with them. And you've heard throughout the years of this relationship.
Yes. So I texted our friends. And she was like, oh, my gosh, that's where we always stay when we meet up together.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cute.
Well, Angelina Jolie passed the vibe check. She's lovely. And so did Sutton's track. So, yes. Yeah.
So I feel better.
Maybe if we had kind of expanded on Toledo to Katie, like we could have also had that same reaction, but she didn't give us that time.
No, she didn't. So
it was okay. But you got over your fears of talking to famous people in New York.
I know.
And so Angelina was just by herself on the elevator? Yes.
So then I looked online and she was in New York for a few days prior to that.
Okay. Was she just doing some work?
I wasn't able to ask her. Or find out. Yeah. But Dad's like, wouldn't that be awesome if we could go back down and have a drink with her? I go, no, it's over. Like, she's gotten off and that's
that was
it.
Our moment.
That was our moment.
That was the moment. You had it. And honestly, very quick thinking on the both of you. So it seems like you were chill and cool.
Yes, we were. And she couldn't have been nicer. And then the two ladies on the elevator, I don't think had any idea who she was.
But there was more people on the elevator.
Yeah, two other women. And at first I thought all three women were together.
Of course.
And then, you know how you just kind of... smile, quiet smile, like a soft smile to everyone. So I kind of like just did a little soft smile.
Yeah, a little knowing nod.
And then I was right next to Angelina.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's so fun. Yeah, like I said, we were having very different weekends.
I'm like, well, back to the Sutton thing. Elizabeth went to bed at like 11:30 and we stayed. I mean, I was talking to her forever. And the next morning we had sent the picture and Elizabeth responds, what the heck happened after I went to bed last night? Because that's when the pictures came out.
It was really funny.
It was really funny.
We were loving all the updates, though. It was like one fun thing after the next.
It was so great. We just had a really nice time. And then yesterday we had a little brunch and we meandered around
did some
Madison,
shopping.
Did a little shopping, kind of poked right into Central Park.
Oh, yeah, that sounds so lovely. Nice. And you guys had good weather, which is huge. My gosh,
gorgeous weather. Yes. Like it was chilly, but sunny.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really ask what you wore. Just like your usual, like my blazers, black.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing, yeah. Nothing exciting.
Okay. I'm just wondering. You looked pretty in the picture with Sutton with the silk top.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, what a lovely little New York City recap to celebrate your birthday. And yeah. The celebrations will continue tomorrow night. We're going to go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do love your time of year for your birthday because I feel like it's extended and we get to celebrate it because it's kind of a slow time of year. So it kind of comes at a fun time.
And I feel like we all celebrate.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. So that was definitely, not that you asked me, but that was for sure my bow.
Of course. That was your
bow. What was your bow?
My bow is our new collection dropping today. That would definitely have to be my bow. Huge. We've just had, I mean, we've been talking about this nonstop, I feel like, on the podcast especially. But it's up and live. It's available to shop on Emily Owen Bows, and it's been doing so well. You've already started packaging. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thank you so much to everybody who's already purchased something today and continuing throughout the week. We're excited to ship those out for everyone. So that's definitely my bow. You know, I always love seeing orders roll in, and it's a very exciting day usually when we release new products. Mm-hmm.
I will say one of the orders I just was packaging before this is clearly a devoted podcast listener, Kayla. Ugh. And she wrote the nicest note, typed it in with her order, and she has two little sweet girls.
Oh.
And she just loves listening to your podcast. And
that's so nice. But I love.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. There must be like a feature that leaving a message when you could check out. It's like such a sweet surprise when I'm like, oh, what did they say?
Well, and I think we've told podcast listeners before, if they leave a note, it's typically our podcast listeners.
Oh, it's always our podcast listeners.
Always.
The way that gals. Like they're everybody who listens to the podcast like knows what's going on is just so fab.
Yeah.
Also, so nice. I did want to note that our sweatshirts, just a little housekeeping. Yeah. Our sweatshirts are running big. I would say they run like about almost a size large up, so just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Because I know I was getting questions on some sizing, so, and they're pre-shrunk as well. Like I was wearing a small in all of the pictures and promotional videos and stuff, and I would say that it was, the small was a bit oversized on me,
which is what we wanted. That's a good point with the sizing. And yes. Also we did put all that information in the description on the website, but they correct. Are an oversized. I don't know. I'm just excited for Kayla because I packaged it and I'm thinking she's going to look so cute, whoever she is, with her little hat on. She ordered a hat and a sweatshirt.
No, I love it. So we are just so thrilled that the collection is doing well. I feel like it's been a long time coming. We've been talking about this for quite some time. So it's just exciting that it's finally here.
And my mom sent you some pictures. She took some pictures that we'll have to post at some point that are darling.
She's wearing our hat and styled it so well. So again, she said that Papa, our grandpa, was also wearing the hat.
Great.
I was like, okay, Bill, I love it. Bopping around. So, you know, you can, it's for everyone, really, our products. Mm-hmm. So that was my first bow. My second bow is that this weekend I went on a first date.
Wow.
The way you knew what I was gonna say.
I know, I knew it, but I kind of forgot all of these things.
I know.
What a big weekend. It was a big weekend.
Yeah, I went on a first date and it was very fun. And I'm going on a second date with the same person this week.
Wow. I just keep saying wow.
I know. I love taking you guys along for this whole little ride. You guys are also like the nicest people about it. Like I can tell when it's like a podcast person responding to me versus a non-podcast person.
Right.
Well, you're so kind.
You did say that you put up a reel from your date night look and you got a couple DMs like, wait, what happened?
Right. Yeah. Yes. So then I was just referring people to the podcast episode a couple weeks ago. But
you looked cute for your first date. I liked your outfit.
Oh, well, good. I was having a little bit of an outfit debacle ahead of time. And Elizabeth was like, no, I like it. And so I went with it.
I thought it was perfect.
Thank you. Yeah. It just kept it simple. It was kind of like a cold night. So, you know, it's still very much like winter weather here, not quite spring. So I just went with like a classic black sweater and some jeans, like black jeans.
You had a really fun time.
Oh yeah. I had a great time. It was so much fun. So I don't know. I was like thinking about this, just, you know, how we like handle, you know, do I not say anything? Do I just keep taking you along?
It's hard to say.
You're like, I feel like it's kind of fun to like take you guys along.
I kind of think it is too, instead of
like not saying
this
a word.
This is a safe place. And I think, just putting it out there, like you had a first date and that's great.
Yeah. Yes.
And you had a really fun time and I'm just repeating what you said. And now you have a second date. So I think that's huge.
I know. Yeah, it definitely was. I was telling
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let me ask you some like general questions. Did you, how did you feel on the date? Like, was it because you are, you just got out of a relationship, and then was it, how'd you feel going on a date, a first date?
I honestly like was not that nervous. Maybe like 5 or 10 minutes before I was picked up.
That's good.
Oh, okay. A little nervous. But so that was good. And then like once we were together, felt very comfortable.
Well, I think it also helped because you had talked this. It's not like this was a blind date or anything like that. You had met him before and talked.
Right. Yes. A lot of people were swiping over. They're like, was this Mr. Tall? Everyone was loving Elizabeth's. What was she giving them? Character names. Yes. Can I tell the funny part about how? Okay, so I might edit this out, but it's just like, what are we doing? It's just like, of course this happened. So on Friday night, one of my high school friends was in town from Chicago. Megan, I feel like I talk about her all the time on here. Molly, my other best friend from high school, lives in Cleveland. So we all go out to dinner, big catch up, whatever. And as we're going over to see Molly's new apartment that she just moved into, whatever, she's showing us. And as we're walking in, I start getting text messages from my friend Sophie, and she's sending screenshots. Okay, so everyone who we talked about on the podcast last week, guys, they found the episode, and I'm pretty sure that they listened to it.
Okay,
and
that's
they were
funny.
Texting her about it, and they were like, wait. And I don't know why I don't just think this through. I treat this like it's my private Snapchat story.
Right, like they can't access it.
There's no way that they're ever going to find it. And really, quite quickly, they found it. My guess is that TikTok that kind of popped off.
Oh, right.
Popped up on their For You page, and like they put it all together.
Right.
But it was just too funny not to share. So I was like, oh my gosh. Like, so then the whole night at dinner, I was like, of course they found the podcast. Like, why didn't I? And I was like, whatever.
But it was all fun. Like, everything
was
good.
Yes. Oh my
gosh.
It was so fun. Right. Yeah. And they loved it. They were like, all the guys were like talking about it, and they thought it was funny.
That is funny.
So yeah. Anyway, great date. Very happy to be back out dating, and I'm excited for the next date, and we'll see. He's out of town this weekend, but he wanted to see me beforehand, so we're getting together.
That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
He's very sweet. He's very funny. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, everyone. So that was another bow.
Yeah. And I think that's a great way. I think we'll keep everyone informed.
Yes.
Yes, as things happen.
I don't really have a low this week, I would say. Okay, well, I was being a crazy person yesterday, and I poured my iced coffee into like one of our a glass tumbler, and I took a sip out of it. I was actually on the phone with Elizabeth. I was filling her in on the date, and I noticed that my glass straw was like broken. It had cracked probably in the dishwasher. So she was like, oh my gosh, like throw that all away, whatever. So then I was convinced that I had like swallowed a little piece of glass, and she was like, Emily, you didn't swallow glass. You're looking at me right now. But
you didn't.
I just like worked myself up about it so much. I obviously didn't, but it really freaked me out. And I was like, I need to be more aware. Those glass straws are kind of lethal because
they
do kind of fall apart sometimes, especially because I use them a lot.
Right.
So that's kind of my bow. I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
maybe
like
you should be hand washing them.
I think from now on, yeah.
I think they give you that little brush.
They do. They do give you the brush. I just usually throw it in with like everything. But
and then be careful. Maybe look in your dishwasher because I feel like the broken glass piece is in there.
Totally.
If it's not in your stomach.
Right. If it's not coursing through me right now and making its way out. Right. If it's not in me.
Yeah, that did freak you out.
It totally freaked me out. So anyway, just.
You told me today, and I said, I can assure you, it would feel cut. It would be.
I was telling Claire and Elizabeth because you guys were gone. You're like, could you just not like do stuff like this? Like, you're fine. Like, this is really funny. But another beau was Claire and I had a really fun day yesterday. We went shopping. We went out to lunch. We had like a little sister day, which was great because it was beautiful weather outside.
It was fun.
Getting us excited for spring and whatnot. Yeah, so that's kind of my bows and lows and our weekend recap.
My low, not that you asked, but I'll tell you, I do not like the week after there's a time change.
You know what? A low would be the time change.
It's a low. I don't understand why we can't just let it evolve naturally.
I agree.
And we set the alarm last night and I heard something. It was dad put like a different sound on his phone alarm. Okay. I thought that it was 3 a.m.
You said that.
It was even we both were listening to it for a long time, not even remotely thinking it was the alarm because it was pitch black this morning.
I mean, of course, I love that it's staying lighter, but it really, that hour being lost is
later. Yeah.
Right.
No, I don't like it. I just think that it could naturally happen.
I agree.
Yeah, the days were getting longer by themselves. So that's a low. The other low is we have a ton of deer.
Yes.
And I don't I don't dislike deer, but I don't like that they have all decided to live in our yard.
They are living.
They're sitting.
They're sitting. That's the crazy thing. They're sitting. One wave
to me. No, yeah. They are. I actually don't know. I have to talk to the landscaper a little bit. Because,
well, they just love, because our backyard, the way that it's like they landscaped it, it's yeah. beautiful. But I think they're just like, oh, this is our new oasis.
No, I think they've sent out change of address cards and they have planted
headquarters
themselves.
Headquarters are here.
Yeah, headquarters are
I
here.
I would agree.
They're everywhere.
They are everywhere. Yes. Yeah. Another low. But I'm just overall excited for spring. I want spring.
It's time.
Mid-March. Yeah, I'm feeling ready. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling ready to go to Palm Beach in a couple weeks, which I'm very excited about. That's so going to be fun. Great. I feel like I'm already kind of like thinking of outfits and looks that we're going to bring on this trip. It's just like a little girl's trip.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. And yeah, just, you know, I feel like there's some fun things coming up.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And this is great timing with your new line.
Yes, we have our mugs here. If you're joining us on video,
these are just.
I was showing my friend Megan on Friday because she saw my apartment and I was like showing her the products in person, and she was saying that she didn't realize how big the mug was. So this is like a nice hefty size.
Yeah, it's 24 ounces.
Yep, it's nice. You could even put. She was saying like soup in it.
Yes.
So it's a very multifaceted mug.
You could honestly put a couple flowers in here.
Oh my gosh, we should do that.
Right, you can make it a little vase.
You totally could make it a little. Base. Mm-hmm. So yes, just another, you know, big thank you to everyone who's purchased things. And I think that's our episode for today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we're so happy to have you back on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hearing about your adventures in New York City. You two are so sweet. And I will keep you guys updated on everything. So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed, and remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye bye now.